It's the holiday season. A lot of people eating too much, drinking too much, visiting the family for the holidays, kids waiting for the toys from Santa. It's a time of a lot of happiness and a time to pause and reflect. But there are a lot of people who get very sad and a lot of people who are very troubled during the holidays. Why is this?
You're absolutely correct. The holiday season is associated with love, joy, happiness, being around friends and family, celebrating. However, for millions of people, that is not the case. Certain people, the holiday season triggers feelings of stress, anxiety, feeling lonely, and feeling overwhelmed. People, for one, feelings of overwhelmed, the financial pressures of having to buy gifts and family members coming in, household guests, being around family members that perhaps you have resentment towards. And so now you have to go and sit with them for Christmas dinner or New Year's Eve celebration. People also, they overload their schedule during the holiday season. They try to do so much, to be a part of so many events that perhaps are going on in the community or at their job. And so sometimes we just have to say, no, we can't do it. And prioritize your schedule so that you're not feeling overwhelmed. And when you reach those points where you're feeling lonely, it may be a good idea to get out and volunteer to help someone else, bring joy into someone else's life, to kind of minimize the feelings that you're currently experiencing.
Yeah, that's a very good point. If you're feeling down in the dumps, if you go and volunteer in a soup kitchen or go and volunteer in a position where you're helping people out, it can make you feel like $1 million.
Absolutely.
What about the notion that people who might have a tendency towards depression during the rest of the year, when the holiday season hits, it can actually cause that depression to become deeper? Is that a real factor?
Yes, the depressive symptoms can absolutely manifest. And you have several factors in that. Earlier you mentioned about the fact that people overeat during the holidays. And when you overeat during the holidays, you have feelings of guilt. And so that guilt can also trigger your depressive symptoms to be magnified. As well as you mentioned, alcohol consumption. And alcohol is associated with celebrating. However, alcohol is a depressant. And therefore, alcohol will contribute to depressive symptoms as well.
So what are some good coping strategies? Let's say next week I've got the whole family coming in. I haven't finished my Christmas shopping. My credit cards, there's smoke coming off of it because I've burned it all the way up. What are some things I can do to keep from completely losing my cool before the end of the year?
For one, put the credit card away. If it's already burning, just go ahead and put it in your wallet and don't use it anymore. If you can't afford it, don't buy it. If you have family over, sometimes just being around family, sharing loving memories, and creating new memories. It's not all about going out and burning up your credit cards to make someone else happy. But just sharing some time with someone can, you know, bring that fulfillment of happiness. As well as exercising, you have to do some type of physical activity. Exercise is always good when you're feeling depressed, as well as ensuring that you don't overindulge in alcoholic beverages. Like we said earlier, it is a depressant and it will contribute to those depressive symptoms. And taking some time out for you. So if you have a lot of household guests or if you're expecting a big event to happen at your house, you have a lot of cooking to do, a lot of cleaning to do, you have to take some time out for you. So even if that's 30 minutes of you time, me time, it's not being selfish. It's just ensuring that you isolate yourself and have some quality time just for you.
We're talking with Latrina Foster. She's a licensed professional counselor with the Fulton County Department of Behavioral Health. Latrina, what kind of resources are available to people living in Fulton County if they are going through some troubles during the holiday season with regards to mental and emotional issues?
We have many behavior health centers within Fulton County where people can access services. They can access group therapy, individual therapy. And a lot of times, if you feel like you don't want to be in a center to obtain services, just reaching out to your family. Your family is always a resource, as well as friends, someone that you feel like you can trust and talk to that will not judge you.
if people want to follow up with your office about the possibility of there being maybe a group or a one-on-one counseling situation where they can kind of talk through some of these issues, how do they reach out to your office?
They can contact our office at our behavior health information line, and that number is 404-613-3675.
Again, that number is 404-613-3675. And of course, you can also find information out about Fulton County Department of Behavioral Health by going to the county website at fultoncountyga.gov. So many times people are way down in the dumps, and they often have the sense that they're the only ones suffering through this, that they're all by themselves, that nobody's this sad, nobody's this broke, nobody's this aggravated with their family or whatever it might be. But really, this time of year, there's just a lot of people out of sorts.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. So if there is someone out there feeling like they're alone in this situation and experiencing these feelings, you're not alone.
And of course, the best thing that you can do as a family member, or a loved one, or a friend of someone who might be going through holiday depression is be a good listener. Be there just to hear what they have to say and not necessarily make any judgments.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Latrina Foster, licensed professional counselor with the Fulton County Department of Behavioral Health. Latrina, thank you so much for coming by today to talk to our audience during the holiday season about this important issue.
Thank you very much for having me. And I just want all of your listeners to remember the best gift that you can give anyone is a healthy you.